This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Secure Give, the leading provider of safe and simple giving software for churches and charities that can be implemented through kiosks, online, mobile app, and text-to-give options. It's designed to grow your giving, save you time, and reach more people. Learn more at securegive.com. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Happy Friday to you. Hope you've been enjoying this week's of broadcast. We are really, really enjoying all of our guests here on the show. And I guess this is officially our Happy Mother's Day episode to you, since we don't have a live episode on Sunday. But so glad that you are tuning in here on the radio or maybe on stewardship.com or possibly you're listening in on the iTunes podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I've got some incredible news for you. Did you know that we're giving away $5,000 each week this month? You heard me right. $5,000 each week this month. And I know we're all saving for something. So if you're looking to add extra money to the bank, head over to stewardship.com today and click on the $20,000 rainy day giveaway. And that's how you enter for a chance to win. Well, today we're going to be sticking with our Mother's Day theme that we have been enjoying all week, a national holiday in the USA to honor mothers for all their sacrifice. This Sunday is a day where we're extra intentional to show our love and to show our appreciation for the crucial role that they play in our families. Some fun facts about Mother's Day. Did you know that Mother's Day originally began back in the early 1900s when one person, just one person, started a campaign to honor mothers a few years after her mom died? One person. That's how movements and traditions get started. I'm sure it took some passion, took some influence, but I wonder what we could start with some righteous passion. Good reminder for sure. It was only 3 years later that a whole state, West Virginia, became the first state to formally recognize Mother's Day. And then a year later, nearly every state then celebrated. And then in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson made it official, Mother's Day. Of course, moms all over the country get hooked up with goodies on Mother's Day, but biblically, they sure do deserve so much more than just a little bit of candy. You know, one of the things that mothers deserve is respect. The first commandment with promise reads, "Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." And on the other hand, in Proverbs 20:20, Solomon warned of steep consequences for those who curse their parents. But Chris, if I'm completely honest, and I don't think that she deserves respect, anybody out there like that? Well, I want to give you an example of what this can look like for you. Maybe it's hard for you to respect your mom. Maybe she's made some mistakes. And maybe this is not necessarily the most positive holiday in the world for you. You know, last Mother's Day, I wrote a Mother's Day article for stewardship.com. And it was a tribute to my mom. And here's what it said. It started off pretty strong. It said, "My mom was an alcoholic, but she was also my hero. Partly because of some poor choices that she made, my story didn't start out so great. But partly because of some better choices that she made, it turned out so much better. I didn't know then what I know now. But God used mom to change the course of my life. The funny thing is, she didn't even know she was doing it because she was often blinded by the messing up. I still remember sitting in that dark, empty, musty apartment. We had no food, no furniture, and no dad. I was 10 years old. I felt like I had screwed up. I felt like I had messed up, and I was angry. I remember mom slowly walking across the living room on her way to bed one night. She paused, leaned down, and whispered five little words in my ear. And those five words changed my life. As I sat there confused and angry, she gently said, "This is not your fault." I didn't believe her at first. I thought that if I had only been quieter when Dad was home, or had better manners at dinner, or picked up my clothes off the bathroom floor, he would have stayed. I didn't know how to process the pain of my dad running off, so I blamed myself. But that night, I chose to believe what Mom said, because frankly, believing the alternative made me miserable. Now, I once heard, "Sometimes we make choices, and other times choices make us." The choice I made that night to believe that other people's choices are not my fault helped shape who I am today. In five simple words, God used my mom to change the path of my life. I decided in that moment that I was not a victim. Other people's decisions would affect my path in life, but they couldn't determine my final destination. My destination changes only when I quit, when I allow myself to become the victim. I think Mom struggled to believe the same words that she told me that day. I think at times the self-blame may have triggered her alcohol abuse and chronic depression. But in the middle of those dark battles, part of her was a fighter too. She managed to work several jobs at a time in an unmatched drive for survival. She protected me from much of the violence that she endured, and she never left. And Mom taught me that often, our greatest struggle in life becomes our best message. She's not with us anymore. But I think she can hear me when I say, "Thanks, Mom. I wouldn't have survived, and I wouldn't be thriving now without you." And I saw the alcoholic, but I saw the hero too. And because of her, because of the outlook that she planted in my 10-year-old mind, my life today is blessed. I'm married to a strong, loving wife who's a great mom to our three kids. God has blessed us with plenty of food, a safe and comfortable home, stability for our kids, everything I longed for as a kid. My mom was doing a lot better than she thought. And so are you. Did you hear me? And so are you. I know that moms everywhere, even those who are worlds away from my mom's circumstances all those years ago, struggle to feel like they're good enough. I'm here to tell you that doing the best you can and loving those around you, well, is more than good enough. Moms, give yourself some credit. You're doing better than you think. Don't quit. And whether you're working outside the home or inside the home, whether your baby food is homemade or store-bought, whether your kids are enrolled in expensive summer camp or you rely on babysitters, whether you're shopping organic or making ends meet with a food bank, you don't have to be perfect to make an impact. You're doing better than you think. Moms, your kids love you and look up to you. In their eyes, you're their hero. So mothers, we respect you. All mothers deserve respect. This is the Mother's Day edition of Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
We know that church leaders have big vision to impact lives, but usually don't have enough resources to make it happen. So if you could make it easier to create a culture of generosity in your church, wouldn't you do it? SecureGive is a leading provider of safe and simple giving software that can be implemented through kiosks, online, mobile app, and text to give options. It also has direct integration with the most popular church management systems, allowing automatic reconciliation. Nearly one-third of the top 100 churches in the U.S. use SecureGive. It's designed to grow your giving, save you time, and reach more people. Learn more at SecureGive.com.
Again, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and so glad that you are tuning in for this Mother's Day episode of the show. And winning with money. When you win with money, how does it make you feel? And we think of that often, don't we? But do we think about this question? How does it make our kids feel when we win money? Or how about this? How does it make our parents feel when we win with money? And we're talking all about what mothers deserve And I'd like to suggest to you that biblically speaking, our mothers deserve our righteousness, our winning. Not perfection, but our righteousness, no matter how old we are. Let me explain. Of course, this starts off with obedience as a child. We see this in Ephesians 6:1 when Apostle Paul says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." We see Solomon counseled his son by saying, "Do not forsake the law of your mother." We see that in Proverbs 1:8. And then we see even Jesus obeying as he was growing up there in Luke 2:51. We obey in early childhood, but as adults, we honor our mothers with righteousness. A righteousness to God's voice rather than obedience to their voice. Proverbs 23 says, "The righteous bring joy and gladness to their parents." I would suggest this is more important than any one achievement, one major event. This is way more important. Nothing makes a mother more proud than to have a son or daughter with righteous character. Again, not perfect, but a heart pursuing God. This truth is very much what is behind Holly and I. We've kind of just given our lives to full-time ministry, and this is what's behind it all. We've lost 3 out of 4 of our parents by the time that we were 34 years old. We know that the best way that we can honor them is to run after righteousness as fast as we can. And not running after perfection, but running after Jesus. We know this makes our parents smile. Now check out what Hebrews 12:1 and 2 says. "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So our mothers deserve more than flowers. They deserve respect. They deserve righteousness. And they deserve affection. They deserve affection. I love the passage in 1 Kings that says Elisha left his oxen and ran after Elijah saying, "Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, and then I'll come with you." Elisha demonstrated the proper affection that is due to our mothers. Oh, and our fathers. It's good to remember, Gary Chapman's love languages when we do this. What love languages do they receive more than others? What about your mother? What does she receive the most? Is it physical touch, like we see here demonstrated by Elisha, or acts of service, maybe, or receiving gifts, quality time, or words of affirmation? I know for Holly, it's acts of service by far. You are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and today we're talking all about what mothers deserve. Beyond the gesture of Mother's Day, we have unpacked respect. And we look at what else in just a few minutes. Well, whether you're a mother or not, if I told you there was only one thing you could do to save hundreds of dollars right now, would you do it? Of course you would. Well, a crazy number of people overpay for insurance without even realizing it. I know insurance is not interesting. It's definitely not fun. No one's excited about insurance, but hang with me because it's an easy way to save hundreds of dollars. The trick is to find an independent agent. These agents work for you, not for the insurance company. Did you get that? They work for you to track down the best policy for your family and for your budget. You might be thinking, well, that's great, but I don't know any independent agents. Well, we get that question so often that we created the Endorsed Local Provider Program. We have a network of agents who are local experts with the heart of a teacher. They won't treat you like a number, and they aren't just looking to sell you stuff. They provide top-notch service that you can trust. And check this out. It's absolutely free. Go to stewardship.com, click on Find an ELP to get connected with an independent agent in your area. And if you do, call or send us an email to let us know how much that you save. I'd love to hear how you guys are winning with money.
We're thankful to have you with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to hear your questions and your success stories, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Now, maybe you're listening in and you are not a mom. Let's say that you're a husband and you're listening in. I want to give you some real practical advice. Maybe it'll translate to you. Maybe it won't. But I recently asked Holly, what are, you know, about this affection thing. And what are some of the things that I say to you that mean the most to you? What are some of the things I say to you besides I love you? But what are some of the things I say to you that, from an affection standpoint, mean the most to you? And I was kind of shocked at what she said. And so I want to relay these four phrases to you, husbands. And maybe these will make you look good. Maybe it's tonight or maybe it's tomorrow or sometime in the next week or so. And you can kind of give me a digital fist bump over social media or something. But she said this. She said, one of the phrases that means the most to her is, I thought about you today. That's simple. I thought about you today, you know, and the way she thought about it was like, you know, she knows that I'm in the middle of a stressful day. I got a lot of things going on, you know, whether it's a business lunch or whether a meeting with a client or obviously the radio show, whatever it may be. I don't know what it is for you, but they're looking at your day thinking that it was very, very stressful, and it probably was. And when you say, I thought about you today, it means a lot to them. I know it does to Holly. Another thing she said was, let me watch the kids tonight. You deserve a break. That means a lot to her. And I knew that one, but it's definitely not something I do enough. And so maybe you're due for that, for saying that to her, because she definitely needs the break. Here's another one. Can I pray for you about that? Man, I don't do that enough. I don't know about you. Do you do it enough? Can I pray for you about that? A lot of times we go into fixer mode, don't we? We try to fix their problems. But as a husband, they might just need you to listen. And not only listen, but seek God about whatever they're concerned about. So that's another way to show affection. And the last thing she said was, I'm turning off my phone and computer for the night. All right, cue the conviction. Cue the conviction for all of us. We definitely can do better about that. Nothing screams affection more than undivided attention. In today's world, it's technology. But it's not just technology. And of course, it's been a problem for years and years and years, even before all the convenient technology. But undivided attention. And that's what she's saying there. There's nothing wrong against technology, but she wants my undivided attention. So if we want to show affection to moms out there, and husbands for your wife, then we need to give some undivided attention and put the phone away. Well, the team was thinking of a great way for us to model this affection for you mothers out there. And over the radio, there's only one of these that we can really do well for so many moms listening in. And we wanted to do something to wrap up this week that you can share with your friends or with your wives or with your mothers. So as we wrap up this broadcast, may you receive some very warm, happy Mother's Day thoughts from Ramsey Solutions. This is an article that the team wrote, and it lives at stewardship.com, and we wanted to bless you with it. The article reads, to be a new mom is to surrender. First your body, then your sleep. It's a sweet and chaotic surrender. To be a seasoned mom is also to surrender. First your fears, then ever so slowly your control. It's a terrifying and wonderful ride. for minutes, days, months, and years. You give hugs, a word of encouragement, a listening ear. When problems come, you're ready. You stand firm when strength is needed. You show grace over and over again. You exhaust yourself for the life of another. To be a mom is to surrender. First your pride, then your very heart. Fortunately, motherhood doesn't require perfection. Your kids aren't longing for a clean home, a four-course meal, or a large Pinterest following. They're longing for you. They're longing for you. All motherhood asks is that you show up. That's because you are enough. So be you. Be a mom who's real. One who's not afraid to mess up or act a little silly. Follow your passions. Share your interests with your kids. Be alone. Spend time with friends. And laugh with your husband. And when life gets a little crazy, because as a mom, you know it will, remember to surrender. As it says in 1 Peter 5:7, give all your worries to him because he cares for you. So receive a very warm, happy Mother's Day here from Ramsey Solutions. And if you need encouragement, hopefully that was encouraging to you. If you just needed some affirmation, hopefully that was that for you. And if you just needed a little bit of a, you know, just a little bit of a smile, knowing that you are appreciated, hopefully that did that for you, because we really do respect you. And we know how to show that appreciation. And that was a little bit of affection from Ramsey Solutions. So those of you who aren't mothers, that was a little bit of a wake-up call. And if you don't have anything planned for this weekend to show your love towards them, please do, and hopefully we inspired you in some way to show your appreciation for them in more ways than just flowers and just greeting cards and little candies. Hopefully we can do a little bit more than that, not just this weekend, but all year as well. So we are sitting here at, you know, Friday, and next week we have got some crazy things going on. I know that tomorrow I will be in Los Angeles and we'll be out there for the SMART conference. There's still some tickets available if you want to go to that. Check out stewardship.com. And I guess to stick with our theme for Mother's Day, May 13th and the 14th is the Business Boutique coming up in Phoenix, Arizona. And the very following next weekend, the following weekend will be May 20th and 21st. The Business Boutique will be in Dallas. So pretty cool events coming up. Also, on May 26th, Chris Hogan and I will be in Minneapolis, Minnesota for the Smart Money Tour. We'll be there in Eden Prairie, so make sure you check us out there. But all the events that are coming up next week and the following weeks here in the month of May are right there at stewardship.com, so be sure to check that out. Now, as we close, we can get to the gifts love language. We want to get to that. We did the words of affirmation quite a bit, but here's a little bit of some gifts for you. We like to do both. Don't forget, head over to stewardship.com to enter the $20,000 rainy day giveaway. We're giving away $5,000 to someone each week this month. That's real money. I don't know what you're saving for. That's for you to figure out, but I do know what you have to do to get hooked up with some cash. You go to stewardship.com, click the link, submit your information, and you'll be entered to win. Well, let me pray for you, mothers, as we kind of conclude the week, and then you guys can have a great weekend. God, thank you so much for all the amazing moms out there. I pray, God, that they know how appreciated they are. They know that they're good enough, and that they can cast their cares upon you. For the rest of us who are not moms, don't know anything about the pressure that they feel and the weight that they feel, I pray, God, that you'd make it very evident to us on how we can minister to them, how we can reach out to them, how we can show appreciation for them, And God, thank you so much for speaking into us today, giving us a glimpse of just what's possible with the power of our words and the power of our actions. God, we love you with all of our heart. And as we seek every single day, every hour of every day, to steward this life that you've entrusted us with, may you continue to fill our minds and fill our hearts with tremendous wisdom on how to navigate our relationships, and one of those relationships being our mothers. God, we thank you in advance for everything you're going to do in our lives, and we pray, God, that you continue to inspire us to manage your blessings your way and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.